We are packet 17. We were doing a little bit of a Hakdama yesterday to packet 17. So now we'll see it inside. The Torah tells us, Kli Charis Asher Tivashel Bo Yishaver. Right, if you have a Kli Charis that you cook in, so then you can't capture the Kli Charis, so Mela is going to become Noser, so you have to break it, right? And then the Gemara tells us, Amine on page two, Amine Bishal Mixes Kli. So as if it's Kli Cheres, so you do Shrira. If it's a metal Kli, then you do Hagala, like Mariko Shtifa. So the Gemara says, what if you only used mixas the kli? Only mixas the kli got the bishul. Bishul mixas kli. So then the Gemara says that you use don rika shtifa in turn rika shtifa. In other words, does it? Do you have to Magil the whole kli or not? Because it's only so the Gemara discusses that by a beged, if the beged got damchatas on it, so then it doesn't spread. It's only by that place, right? So then you have to clean that place of where you need tibus, the makom hadam. So the Gemara says, "Mustaber kibeged, ma beged ainatol kibus el b'makom hadam, af kli ainatol mariku shtifa el b'makom bishul." So the Gemara says, "Amalei midam lo mifapeya, bishul mifapeya." Can't compare the two because dam doesn't spread. You have a stain; it's only in that place. But bishul, if you mivashal the mitzvah kli, the heat is going to cause it to spread in the whole kli. So then maybe you have to do a Marikan Shtifa Hagol on the whole cleat. Okay. So on page three is the smog that we talked about yesterday. Smog, right? We call it Rodden, they used to dance with smog. So the smog, Sefer Mitzvah's Gadol. He says, quotes this Gemara Mizvachim, Dam lo mefapeya bishul mefapeya, lo mespashet b'chol akli. Chosid Mori, Mikan no eid Rebbe, Shim nafla tipas cholov, al gaba shal kadeira rosachas, b'or shem mefapeya b'chol cheres shal hakadeira. Naticha atzma nasis nevelu, v'kulu kadeira msharinim. Shal cholov mespashet b'chol hakadeira, v'elu mokam lizbatel b'shishim. So it's a funny halacha. Because what does it say? In other words, if part of the tipas cholov, I gave you the example. I got ice cream for the kids, and then I was waiting for them to come, and it starts to drip, and then there was a fleishik pot there. So if it falls on the side of the fleishik pot, so then what's going to happen? And it's a hot fleishik pot. It's on the fire. So then the milk is going to spread throughout the whole pot. Milk is going to spread throughout the whole pot. And so the question is, if it spreads throughout the whole pot, so the whole pot now becomes, now the whole pot is fleishik. It's going to spread throughout the whole pot. So the whole pot is basar b'cholov. There's a time of basar b'cholov in the whole pot, and then that time of basar b'cholov is going to go into the food. Now, the question is, why isn't it this bato? Once it spreads from beyond shishim, it should be bato in the shishim. Right? So he says, מחצית. שאם נופל אותי בסחולות על גבה של קדרה, או גבה כמילי סייד של קדרה, פרסת בראש המפרפה בכל קרה של קדרה, וחתיך עצו נעשה סבלה, וכל קדרה שרינו שהחולות בספשי בכל הקדרה, ואילו מוקם לסבטו בשיש. So what's the chat? Why is it Bispatal Bashishim? Unless you say that it's just Bittal Bashishim is only when it's like in a Be'en. And Tom is in a Be'en. Here, there's no Be'en. So, in other words, there's a Tom in the Klicheris. But maybe a Tom in the Klicheris is not enough to Bavatal, even Bashishim, the Tipas Chalof. So, the Tipas Chalof is going to be a Tom that's going to go in. And what's going to be Mavatel? A time of Basar. But maybe a time of Basar is not Mavatel, even Bashishim. Maybe if you have a Be'ed of Basar, and then you have call of the falls on the Be'ed, so then you're talking about one band against another band. But maybe in the realm of time, the time is not strong enough, even Mavatel, even Bashishim. Because once it spreads, this Titipa, beyond Shishim, it should be Batal. So you have to say something. Maybe I saw this far someplace that I just told. But that's the Chiddush of the Sma, that the time of the Tipa is not Mismata. So now let's see. The next sheet is the smack on page 5. Says Tibur Chol Shenafel Al Dolfin Shokli Safkla Beperek Dam Hachatis Mefapeh Bechol Akli Ulo. Right, so that was the Gemara we saw before. So the smack says, Hilchach Shenoflo Keneged HaRotev. So it depends where it fell. Let's say 3/4 of the pot has liquid, and the top quarter doesn't have liquid. That's right. The chulent, the liquid chulent, the first three quarters is full with liquid and chulent meat, and then beyond that is nothing. So he says, "Here's a chenafel keneged harotev." So if it falls in the lower part of the kli, then it's mutter. Because he says like this, if the tipa is going to spread in the kli, then it's going to be batal b'shishim, not like what the smack said before. I mean, it's bashla. And if it's not mefapeya and it just goes in direct, it pierces the kli, it goes right in, because then it's going to be batal in the meat, it's going to just go straight. It'll either go around or go straight. So if it goes around, it'll spread, it'll be batal mashishim. If it goes straight, it'll pierce the kli, it'll be batal in the meat. So if it falls in the lower part, that's good. Because m'man of shachet mutter. But if it falls in the in nofla keneged harekan, but if it falls on the top part where there's nothing parallel to it, so then you have to be choshish that it's going to be fapeya in the whole reikon part. At samach lerotiv, kol kach she'ein shishim minatipa, and it's going to say it's going to go up to 59. We'll go up to 59 because it's not going to be fapeya so much because there's no liquid over there. So go up to 59. It'll ask if up to 59 if Nasa Nevela. And then when you're going to pour the rest out, drill it out, it's going to go over on top of that part of the Kli that became Basar B'Cholov, and it's going to ask it. So how do you, so what are you going to do? So either one possibility is just let it cool off. Let it cool off, and if you let it cool off, then it won't be a problem. Or can let it cool off, or if you're in a, you can't wait, so just drill a hole on the bottom, and the food will come out from the bottom, and you'll get the food there. So those are the two possibilities. So that's what the smock says. So the smock says. And it's never going to be batal, which is a chiddush. Why shouldn't it be batal once it hits shishim? So the svara that perhaps I saw someplace is that because it's not a be'en to be bevatal, it's only a tam baser in the kli, and tam baser in the kli maybe isn't strong enough to be batal the tam cholov of the tipa. So. Now, if you look, in the Hagos Sharidura on page 6, there's Ani Ika Kibal Dechtov Hachi Nahot Sazeb Tipa Muat Neged Ha'esh Shari. But if the Tipa falls right where the fire is, so then it's going to just been burnt up in the fire before it gets a chance to spread. Even the gedera is going to be mutter. Tachir ali v'fisha or sorfo, page 7, third line in the Hagos. Fisha or sorfo kodim shikhanes b'gedera. Gafa shaloka negara rotev avdina kedas mordecha shemnichim b'gedera atchit tetzdanein, etc. Now, if you look at the Mordechai, on page 4, on the second arrow towards the bottom, it says, "Umori Rabbeinu Yechiel b'Rab Yosef ha'yomer b'shem Ritzbam she'emati gam shaloga neged harotev al yidei shishim." Even if it's kadosh shaloka neged harotev, you could be makel that it's batal b'shishim. Because we said shaloka neged harotev, the smak says you have to be choshish that it never got to shishim, so only got to 59, and us is the 59. So he says, no, maybe you could assume it got to shishim, and it'll be batal. If there's hefsed meruba, or the Shabbos v'yantos. Or it's Shabbos and Yontif. So if it's Shabbos and Yontif, in other words, say it happened on Erev Shabbos, and you have all the food for Shabbos and Yontif, so it's a Shas HaKah. So you're going to have to throw away the food. So that's what Rabbi Yechiel says, but Shas HaKah, you could be making. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, well, first look at this of Heter on page 8. Says me Latifa Bidokan of Tav Shalokanegara Rotov. Shalokanegara Ish Bazenogo Olam Lesser Atafshi, right? He said we asked her even if there's Shishim. That's the Smach's Shita. But he's saying a bigger Kiddush to the Smach. The Smach says so we still have a choice. You can wait till it cools down or you could maybe drill a hole. He's saying no, it's too late. But then you have to be choshish. He has another chumrah that there were, that even it spread, you know, till 59 in asters, and then some of the rotev, you know, was bubbly, like Rabbi Cohn writes in those, was bubbly, Rabbi Cohn writes, and it hit the spot of Isser and comes back in asters. So he says a bigger chumra. He says, you're saying you're going to wait. But maybe you can't wait. Maybe you have to be choshed. It got treif, and then it bubbled up and brought it down. The bubbling from the rotif. Kashin Shema Allah Achaka Pamachas. Also etc. So that's a big chumra. So let's see what it says in the Torah. Torah says, on page 9, Tipas Chalav Shalafel Al Kedev Sheis Al Eitz Mi Bachot Afilim Yesh Betav Shal Kedev Shishim Kenegda Eino Yechol Vakla. Kena Tipo Seh Kedev Kol Siv Yoseha V'Nesar Kol Atav Shal Shal Shal. So that's the first sheet. That's the smack. That it's going to ask the whole Kedev. And then it's not going to be bottled. So that's the first sheet. That's the smack. And we have choshish that it went around the whole pot, and there's no din bittul. And then he quotes the Marami Rutberg, Kosa Marami Meir Rutberg, Shim Yesh, the Tavshil, Shishim, Pam, Shishim, Negatipa. Mutter Shatipa in a sense of a Chishim Kenegda. If you have a Chishim Kenegda, some Chishim Mutter. So the Maram Rutenberg says that you're assuming it goes up to Chishim and it's Asis. Not like the Smag. The Smag says it Asis the whole plea. He says, no, up to Shishim. Because once it's Shishim, it will be bottled. So then you need Shishim Tom Shishim to be bottled if there's the Kli become Asa Mamash 59.9. Then you need 60 times that amount. And then the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that means the Sefer HaMitzvahs cotton, the smack, he's the one who makes a differential of where it falls. Did it fall on the top? Did it fall? Sefer HaMitzvahs, Chasav Shem Nofla, Kenegar HaTav Shem, Oin Tzorech El Shishim, Kenegar HaTipa Shem HaFapad L'Famim, V'Hav Ki'ilu Nofla B'Tav Shem, V'Nofla B'Mokam HaReikon, then it's a problem. And you can't pour it out. So what do you do? You should wait till it cools off. Up to the smock.
Rabbi, just a quick question.
Yeah.
Does the smock accept the ratio of 3,600 of Meir, Rabbi Meir Rotenberg? He doesn't.
Does the smack accept? There was the smack sheet, there's it falls on the top, and you have the right sheet that it passes, and then it'll be. Is it? See, the way Rabbi Kroll wrote in the notes is that the first of Aram Gutenberg doesn't matter, we're fools. It's going to be honest with you. Smack. So it could be he would agree that if we have 60 times 60, 60 times 59.9, maybe should be bottom.
Okay.
And Rabbi Yechiel is Mekel, the Shasal Kak, Erev Shabbos. Because, I mean, also the question I said before, how come according to this, Snags, okay, let's say that. So then the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch on page 12 says, Tipas Cholov, Sif, Hey, Tipas Cholov, Shanachal Alach Deira, Shaitel Aish, Mimachot, Simachal Kenegat Atafshel, and Tarak Alashishim Kenegat Atipa, Shemafam Pat Lufamim, of Kilo Nachal Atafshel, Mimachal Mokamai Rekan. So you need Hariyasa also Mokamim Yara Atafshel Derek. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Nagel Olam Vav Lesok Shenafal Adolfin Shlokin Neged Arotiv." So the question is, that should look at most of the chain of negative age, but not from the negative age of the circle. That's only if it's a little deeper. But the question is, what's the minhag olam based on? Because like Rav Katan asked me, if the smach really agrees, it's bottom shishim, so then why should it be osir? Nogel olam lesok shenofla ala adolfin shalokin neged arotiv. And the Shach says, "Nogu olam Maria daya achron the godol bedorov." He's even kikolam in hogim because of nogim mahatir al deitzinu. To be mutter because it should be bottle, right? So that's the question. What's the why Nogu Olam for the Shach is arguing with that? So the two shachs, the shach the shach has it's so in Chesivcha New Test, the Shach says, if you have Shishim, then you can be matter the Tavshil. But the Kedera itself is the Lasser. That's one Mechuda. And then in Chof, he says, Eirashil HaTavshil, Mayrik She'im B'Tavshil Shishim, can I get also Mocham Areka? But if you have Shishim, then you'll be okay. Because then it'll be bottle, like Rav Katan asked. Then the Ramah says that the whole chashash, page 14 of the smach, is if you have Kedera Yishana, it means you already used it within 24 hours for there's a tam there. Although in Chadasha there was no bli at all, so then you only have to bevatel shishim because there's no chanan. There's only chanan to a tam in the. There's no tam. You're using it for the first time. Yoshin means you used it once before within 24 hours. That's Yoshin. But there's a tam. So then you could say that the whole thing becomes chana. But if there's nothing in there, then there's no problem. You only have to mevatel the tipa. And Rechadus the Rechadus has a question, but isn't it by definition you're using it now? So isn't it by definition or always going to be a yashon? Because page 17. So what's the pshat? So the answer is that when you're mevashel now, so you didn't fill that up to the top, right? So there's no bliya kineged areikah. So therefore, just because you're using it now, it doesn't mean that you're using the whole kli because it's only 3/4 of the way. So the top. There's nothing. There was no belia in the top part of Kineged Areka. The original in Hapel Mani Kambalua, Mimokum Areka, Mimokum. And he says that the thing of Kineged Areka is when the pot is not covered. If the pot is covered, there's no such thing as Kineged Areka. That, two lines, the last two lines of the Brichadus, page 17. Hose Mai Bekadeh Magula. So then the whole thing is considered Kineged HaRotei, because everything is bubbling up. So there's no, even though technically it's only 3/4 of the way full, but since it's there's a top, so then it's bubbling, and then everything's not, there's no such thing as Kineged HaRekha. There's no Rekha. And then we said the Mechaber says Midagolim to be Machmer when it falls Kineged Areikan. So the Shach says no, because so why should you have to be Machmer if you let it cool down or something like that? Then why should you have to be Machmer? Right, that was the page 14. Right. And the Taz says that no, even the Machmirim were only machmir not to pour it on, pour it out. But if you let it cool, then it would be mutter. And then the Mechaber also mentions it depends if it's a little teapot, then the fire burns it up. If it's a lot of milk, then it's not going to burn it up. So if it's a little teapot, then it's a mutter, and the Ramon says even the pot. But if you have a lot, if shisha is mutter, but okay, so now if you look in the Sefer Madani Asher, he discusses in the focus the Shachar Mataz, what's the kula of Erev Shabbos? See, on Erev Shabbos, you could be Makel. So, Sefer Shachar of Erev Shabbos, Makil and Gam Shalokaneged, I wrote there, page 19 on the bottom left. It's not a rakim yet shel hamkin. If you can't be hamkin, so you'll pour it out from the other side. So what's the chiddush of Erev Shabbos? The chiddush of Erev Shabbos is that you don't have to be choshesh for the issur v'heter that already got messed over. So either you could be itzdanin, or you can. But the chiddush is that in Erev Shabbos you don't have to. If it falls shalom keneged areikan, you can wait. Either pour from the other side or wait till it falls off. So he says. So basically saying like this. I'll read from Rev Krohn's notes from my shiur. According to the Taz, that there's Hanan and Balua from the Chumra. So that's a Chumra. So we can be making that you don't say Hanan the Balua. So as long as you have Shishim connected to Tipa, it's okay. And we won't say Hanan. Because the Taz is Lashitaso, that Taz Lashitayan, the Tasham. Because the Dane Ryan, we keep his call and off well today, that means Hanan. Oh, you don't say Hanan, it's only a Chumra, maybe. So in Erev Shabbos, you can be Makel. So that's the Kula of. So again, what's the Kula of Erev Shabbos? So according to the Taz, Hanan b'balu is just a chumrah. So in Erev Shabbos, we don't have that chumrah. As long as you have shishim connected to tipa, then it's okay. So again, I'll read it to you from the Madani Osher, page 19. Hashach, because of the Rav Shav Mokalina, Gam Shalok, and Negan, and wrote the Beshishim, יניח עד שיצטנן. רק אם יש שם המתן, you can't wait, יורה בצד האחר. So there's a ברוך הצילה בערב שבת, נחמיד רק ברוך השין ש... So in other words, the cooler of Erev Shabbos is that you can still pour from the other side and wait till it cools down. Because he holds Chanan B'Balua as a real halacha. So you can't be making Chanan B'Balua. So you can't pour it on the Issus side. But the Chiddush is that you'll still have hope. You don't have to say that it already got messed over because of the Kashash that it was bubbling up. But we're not making on the Chanan B'Balua. He still needs Shishim Kenegah, the whole Balua. It's just that you can wait till it cools down or pour from the other side. The Taz sheet that says the Madari Osher, that's how Madari Osher says the Shach. So Rabbi Yechiel gives the Kula on Erev Shabbos. What's the Kula? So the Shach says the Kula is that you could wait, but you don't have to assume that it already got messed up, that Asa Kenegat Areikam, and then the steam came up and went down and Asa it. No, you wait till it cools off or from the other side. It wasn't messed up already, but you need still Shishim Kenegat the whole Chanan. And the Taz sheet is that even that we can. To be makel that Chanan B'Balua is only a chumrah, so therefore in Erev Shabbos, as long as there's going to be shishim connected to tipa, you don't have to say this. You don't have to worry about Chanan B'Balua. So Chanan B'Balua is only a chumrah. So as long as you're going to have shishim connected to tipa, so then which probably you will have, then it will be okay on Erev Shabbos. But the Shach says no. You need Shishim Keneged, even on Erev Shabbos, you need Shishim Keneged, but at least you just have to wait. But you're probably not going to have Shishim Keneged, the Balua, so how are you going to wait? So you wait till it cools off, or you pour from the other way. So, and the Madari Osher, as we're going to point out, is the Taz is the Shitaso, the Chanan B'Balua is only a Chumra. So, and that's the, and his Rai is because B'Shas Adchak, we make up on Chanan B'Balua. You just need Shishim Kenegat the Tipa. But the Shach says, no, Chanan B'Balua is a real din. Therefore, you need Chanan B'Balua. So you have to just make sure that you don't get into a Shiloh of having the Mevatel that, because you probably won't be able to. So just wait till it cools off. And the Chiddush is, you could still wait till it cools off. Because according to the Issur B'Heter, that it's over. Well, once this thing happened, Shelo Kenegat Areikam, you have to assume that it jumped up and brought it in, and it was a bottle, and you answered everything. Okay, so this is the story of Tipas Kol of Shenafal Al Kedera. The different shitas, it's not so difficult, but you have to just hold up and all the permutations with the smog and the Maron Brunberg and the smog and the Taz and the Shah and the whole thing. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with packet 18 about the Kafsh, should Nichtva the Kedera. We'll do that. Okay, so. Okay, so you should have a good day. And just chazer over the Halav Shenafal Al Kedera to understand all the permutations. Okay, Rav Moshe, have a good day. We'll be in touch.
Have a good day.
Next year will be at 11 o'clock on the Beit HaMitzrayim.